USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate's audit of the 2020 election has resulted in a different ballot count than that given by Maricopa County officials. That's according to Chamber's President Karen Fan. Fan added that she was not told the size of the ballot count difference. Approximately 2.1 million ballots are being recounted. Election officials, however, insist there has been no evidence of widespread fraud. The NAACP plans to pay bail for a group of Texas Democrats who fled the state to block voting integrity laws legislation. Governor Greg Abbott threatened they would be arrested upon their return. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson said, "War has been declared on democracy, and we will support anyone who stands up to defend it. We are fully invested in good trouble." End quote. U.S. lawmakers are calling on Canada to open the border immediately to fully vaccinated travelers, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will proceed with caution. More than 50% of eligible Canadians have been fully vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The owner of the horse that failed a drug test after winning the 2021 Kentucky Derby has his day in court. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A federal judge in New York lifted embattled horse trainer Bob Baffert's suspension in the state, calling it unconstitutional. Baffert had been suspended after his Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a post-Derby drug test. Baffert and his horses were suspended from participating in any sanctioned racing by the New York Racing Association. In her ruling, Judge Carol Bagley Amon wrote that Baffert had not been given a prompt hearing to defend himself against the doping charges and concluded that Baffert would likely be able to prove that the actions violated the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Trouble on the 30-year-old Hubble Space Telescope. A technical glitch in the memory has left it in safe mode for over a month. On Thursday, NASA will attempt to switch to backup hardware in an effort to restore the telescope to normal operations. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A National Football League cornerback, Richard Sherman, was arrested Wednesday in Washington State and faces a charge of burglary and domestic violence after trying to get into his wife's parents' home. Redmond Police Chief Daryl Lowe said an occupant in the home called 911 early Wednesday morning.
911, what are you reporting?
I need officers to my house now. My husband is drunk and blithering.
What
are you
doing? Stop. Stop. Are there any weapons? Stop.
I'm saying there are no weapons, ma'am. There are no weapons.
You need to stop interrupting me so I can get the information. I need to get officers expedited.
I need officers here now.
What's he doing that you think he's going to harm himself?
He's being aggressive. He has sent text messages. I took the keys out. They're in your car. He's trying to leave now in the house. He's being aggressive. He's wrestling with my uncle. He's threatening to kill himself. He has sent text messages to people saying he's going to hang himself.
Chief Daryl Lowe said a canine dog was used to take Mr. Sherman into custody.
It was a minor laceration to the lower leg and ankle area as a result of the canine contact.
A new law will prevent mandatory vaccines on Ohio college campuses. Dan Naraki reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would stop public universities and schools in the state from requiring students to receive the COVID vaccine. The law signed on Wednesday bans institutions from requiring people to get a vaccine that does not have a full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. The three COVID vaccines currently being administered were approved under an emergency use authorization from the FDA.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.